Concentrating on the bad, I will never see the good. Concentrating on the bad, I will never see the good. Wherever I put my thought, wherever I put my imagination, wherever I put my dreaming, wherever I put my concentration, that is what I will see. Now, what do I want to see? What do I want to see? Do I want to see that which is good and beautiful and fantastic? Do I want to see that which is glorious? Do I want to see that which is the desirable in my life? Do I want to see that which is beautiful? Do I want to see that which is harmonious and loving? Do I want to see that which I want to see? Well, if I want to see that which I want to see, then that is where my concentration is. We find ourselves so often bogged down by thinking thoughts that are negative, thinking thoughts that are not going to achieve happiness for us, thinking thoughts that it won't work, it can't work, it will not be a success. I'm not surrounded by happy, harmonious people. I'm not surrounded by loving people. There's wars, there's anger, there's hatred, there's disillusionment everywhere. And the more I think that, the more that I experience it. Why do I experience it? Because that's what I think. I think only those things that I think about. And if I think about loving, beautiful, fantastic things, then that's what I'm going to experience in my life. If I can think about good things, that's what I'm going to experience. If I am unable to think about good things, then I will not enjoy good things in my life. It's so simple, so beautiful, so wonderful, so dramatic, so fantastic, but it's so right. How do I get myself to think happy, wonderful, beautiful thoughts? How do I get myself to think joyous, magnificent attitudes of mind? How do I get myself to do that? How can I do that? How can I say to myself, all is good and beautiful, all is wonderful, all is fantastic, all is marvelous? How do I get myself to say that? How do I get myself to know that in my life? How do I get myself to experience that on every single area of my being? How do I get myself to have that be my truth? How do I get that in my life? I get that in my life by living every moment of my life in a happy, harmonious, joyful attitude of mind. It's just so easy and just so difficult, but it's what I want to choose for myself. It's what I want to choose for myself. What is it that makes me happy? What is it that makes me feel great? What is it that makes me feel that life is worth living? What is it? Well, whatever it is that makes life feel like it's worth living is that which I want to consider for myself, that which I want to concentrate on for myself, that which I want to be for myself. So, I say, I want to concentrate on the good, all right? What to me is good? To me, good is peace on earth. Good is peace everywhere. Good is harmony, love, joy, peace. To me, that's good. Now, how do I concentrate on peace? How do I concentrate on that which I call good? Well, I look at all in the world and I see only those things that are peaceful, only those things that are harmonious. If any thought for an instant pops into my mind, into my attention, that it's a negative or not a good or not a harmonious, not a peaceful thought, I immediately stop it and think a peaceful thought. I'm in charge of my thoughts. I'm in charge of whatever goes on in my mind. I'm in charge. It's not a matter that someone else takes control of my mind. It's not a matter that somebody else can take control of my thinking. It's me that's taking control of my thinking. It's me that's taking control of everything that goes on in my life. And it's me that makes the decision to be happy or sad. And I choose to be happy. I choose to be feeling that life is wonderful. I choose to look everywhere and see the happy beings. I choose to look everywhere and see the peaceful beings. Do I look at dogs and see them unhappy with one another? Or do I look at dogs and see them absolutely happy with one another? When I see Caesar Milan, And I see him with his 50 dogs on 50 leashes pulling him on his skateboard or on his skate device. What do I see? I see perfect harmony. Do I think that, whoops, one of those dogs is going to pull this way or pull that way and pull off balance? Whoops, so the dogs are going to turn on something else or they're going to turn their attention to something else. All those dogs have their attention on Caesar and pulling him in a happy, harmonious way. All those dogs are looking at Caesar and saying, wow, what a wonderful guy. Oh, this is so much fun. Oh, this is wonderful. And harmony, harmony, harmony. And, of course, there's only harmony. There's only peace. There's only the feeling of goodness. And all the dogs, all the dogs are pulling in a joyful, harmonious way. All the dogs are peaceful. First, Caesar is peaceful in his mind. First, the leader of the pack is peaceful in his consciousness. First, the leader of the thinking of the world that's going on around him is happy. He's not thinking there's going to be a cat coming out here that's going to distract his dogs. He's not thinking that there's going to be anything that's going to distract his dogs from his attention, because he keeps his attention on his dogs and on what he wants to experience. And so he experiences exactly the good that he wants to have. Now, you and I can do that too, but it takes practice. Caesar didn't learn to take 50 dogs at one time on 50 leashes and pulling him on a skateboard. A skateboard itself is, the skating device he had itself is a little unpredictable, but Caesar knew what he was doing. He knew, and he kept his thoughts one-pointed. And he trained his two children, to be one-pointed in doing things the same way. And one of them is off giving lectures on training dogs because he listened to his dad. He listened, and he followed what his father said. He saw the results of his father's attitude toward the dogs. And he took that same attitude. You and I can have peace on earth. We can have anything that we want when we put our mind in concentration on the good that we want. Now, you want to be a healthy person. Well, put your mind on health. Think about health every moment of the day. Do not let any ill health ever touch you. If a little pain comes to you here or there, just say, I'm holding perfect. All is in divine order. Just go contrary to that negative attitude. And the negative attitude will not have a leg to stand on. Should Caesar for 1 minute think that the dogs are going to be distracted from going and pulling him on the straight and narrow path, then he's going to have trouble. But he doesn't do that. He has trained himself with a couple of dogs. He's trained himself with many dogs, and he's trained himself. He's trained himself. And that is all that takes the training. You are all that takes the training. I am all that takes the training. And as I train myself, and as I live myself, and as I am myself, living for every single moment exactly what I believe, exactly what the truth is about me, exactly what the joy is about me, then that joy will be manifest. That good will be revealed. That good is now revealed in my life according to every thought that I keep in my consciousness. What thoughts do you have in your consciousness about your world? What thoughts do you want in your world? What dreams do you desire in your world? What manifestations do you expect in your world? What is it that's important to you? Well, whatever it is that's important to you, it's important to you right now, and it's yours right now. It is your dream. It is your desire. It is your goal. It is your wisdom. Take it. Live it. Use it. Remember, it takes practice. Caesar didn't have 50 dogs on 50 leashes pulling him on his skate wheels all at once. He took them one at a time, maybe two, then four, then more, and always he kept his mind concentrated one-pointedly on the dogs always doing exactly what he wanted them to do, and they did it, and they do it. You can, and I can. When we learn concentration, when we learn how to keep our mind one-pointed on whatever the goal is that is important to us. What is the goal important to you? If it's peace, if it's love, if it's good, then that's what you will have. If the goal important to you is confusion, then that's what you'll have. I choose peace, love, balance, all that is good. And that's what I experience every moment of my life. Join me in this joyous experience of learning how to put concentration to work in a beneficial way for me in everything I do, for you in everything you do. And ooh, I love it, I love it, I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.